It stood at the edge of a bridge in the central east side of the city. It was like a huge, dark, flat structure, 21 floors high, the hilt of a knife stuck into the heart of the city.
The Dre Apartments has 284 rental units that range from studios to one or two bedrooms. For $1,550 a month, this tiny 500 square foot studio could be yours.
An 800 square foot one bedroom with an outdoor patio will run you between $3,000 and $4,000 a month.
$3,000? Well, I just got a raise. I can do that. I want a view of the river. I want to look down on the rest of Portland and feel important. Give me a unit on the top floor.
The penthouse units rent for far more, but we have an available unit on floor 19.
Yeah, that might be, that might be high enough. And it's right on the river, and an easy walk to downtown.
It was known as the Darth Vader building. The original plans were for it to sparkle and gleam, but then something got changed, and now it was a huge dark shape at the edge of the river.
The incredible views. You're close to everything. Restaurants, boutiques, the views are incredible.
Not the view of anyone who lives even a dozen blocks away. All we see is that damn Darth Vader building. Downtown has vanished.
Look at all the amenities we offer. Access-controlled parking, dry cleaning, pickup and delivery, grocery delivery coordination, high-speed elevators, indoor maker workshop, indoor community lounge and event space, and we neighbor the iconic Burnside Skate Park.
With rents like these, you'd think you were in San Francisco or Boston.
Portland has long been a city of reinvention, its citizens time and time again demonstrating their ability to salvage the best of our heritage and remix it with modern innovation in surprising ways.
At Dre, you'll find the spirit coming to life with the best of urban living and green space, nearby mass transit and timeless concert venues, cutting-edge jobs and comfort food haunts, pop-up shops and mom-and-pop storefronts.
John has just taken his co-worker, Kay, out for dinner, and now they walk to John's car.
It's good to see you again.
It sure is, Kay. You want to ride home?
Sure. I miss you down on the second floor.
I miss it too, but not the money.
And you moved? I noticed someone else living at the house.
Uh-huh. You want to come up and check out my new apartment?
Well, I guess so, if it's nearby.
Nearby? It's right here.
No? You moved into the Darth Vader building?
No, it's called the Dre, and you should see what it's like inside.
But it's an eyesore. It's like someone took an enormous shit in the middle of Portland.
Who cares what it looks like from the outside? You can't see the outside when you're inside. All you see is incredible views. I can see the river, downtown, and even Mount Hood. And here we are, access-controlled parking.
John pushes a button on his sun visor, and an automatic gate lifts up to let the car into the parking area.
See that? Access-controlled parking. That way, undesirables can't take our parking spots.
It feels kind of lonely and creepy down here.
Wait until you see my apartment.
This whole building feels creepy. Creepy and evil.
Nonsense. It's just concrete and glass and steel.
But it looks malignant. I can't explain it.
Inside, you can't see it.
And then we're in John's apartment, high up in the building. Inside, you can't see the building, but you can feel it. A massive, oppressive force that surrounds us.
Let me fix you a drink. Pretty sweet pad, don't you think?
How can you afford this place?
How can I afford not to live here? You only live once. I like being on top of the world. Check out the patio.
The oppressiveness of the building. I walk out on the patio to look out at the river. But the building is behind me, all around me. an enormous tombstone that commemorates the death of what Portland once was. A scary omen of what it will soon be.
Kay walks back into the apartment. She sips her drink while she and John talk. One thing leads to another, and they are in bed.
Maybe I won't think about the building if we're making love. Maybe I won't feel the dread of being in here.
The building was a huge middle finger to all those who drove into town from the east. Before you reached the bridge, it was huge in front of you, filling your vision.
Yes, it was there to inspire. If you work hard and succeed, maybe you too will live here someday. It was an edifice to accomplishment and determination. Those who work hard will be rewarded.
It was a middle finger to the poor people who lived east. It was a big fuck you that one had to pass every time one wanted to enter the city by that route.
Well, one might think that if one hates the fundamentals of capitalism and what this nation was founded on, but let's get on with our story.
The Dre offers an exclusive resident pricing to Snot Springs Spa and Fitness, located on the fifth floor. Experience a completely reimagined, comprehensive, and social approach to wellness. Hot springs-inspired soaking pools, steam room, sauna, massage, acupuncture, and acupressure treatments.
And who can afford that after you've paid the exorbitant rents?
Offering transformative and restorative fitness classes and personal training, including HIIT, TRX, and Performance IQ, yoga, Pilates, barre, and more.
John is working out in the gym. He notices a woman who looks almost perfect. And then he sees her again at the elevator doors.
You going up?
Sure thing. All the way up to the 19th floor.
19th floor? How do you like it?
Nice. You should come up sometime and see the view.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quite pleasant.
And here comes the car. What floor are you on?
21.
The top floor?
Uh-huh. You should come up sometime and see the view.
John was impressed. The top floor, the penthouse suites, the woman awed him.
So, mister, two floors down, what's your name?
John.
My name is Helena. Maybe I'll see you around, John.
John wanted to talk to her again. The top floor. The next time they meet, she invites him up for a drink. Her apartment is far larger than his, and view spectacular.
Here's your drink.
Thank you, Helena. Even your patio is much bigger than mine. What does a place like this run a month?
You could have one of the penthouse apartments, too, if you make the right connections. It's all a matter of doing what it takes.
Yeah, I want to be that person.
We've entered a new era, John. An era of winners and losers, and no one in between. Now, we have a winner in the White House. The winners will have wonderful lives, and the losers will have nothing. We will take everything away from them in our new era of greatness. Why should the losers weigh us winners down?
You're right, Helena. The losers just want to complain and mooch off the system. They can't accept the fact that we are in a different age now.
Let's drink a toast to the winners.
To the winners.
You want to fuck me, don't you? Come on. I know what you are thinking. Well, let's do it. Out here on the patio.
Not inside?
No, out here. We are winners, and we can do whatever we want. We're on top of the world.
Yes.
John doesn't return Kay's calls, but then she sees him leaving the office.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Fine. I try to get a hold of you.
Been really busy. You know how it is when you're in management.
No, I don't know how it is. I'm still down on the third floor. Still the same old shit down here.
Let me take you to dinner. There's a fancy new restaurant that opened up. It's great to see you again.
John had forgotten that he liked Kay. He liked being with her, and he liked the several times one thing led to another, and they had made love.
Maybe I can make love to her tonight, too.
He thinks to himself.
You want another glass of wine, Kay?
Of course she'll want to make love to you. You are a winner, John.
Poor Kathy. Her kid got kicked out of school, and then her car broke down.
That car was a piece of shit. And she's kind of a wreck herself, a useless life, flailing at futility.
Excuse me.
Her kid will probably end up the same way.
John, that's not nice. She's had some bad breaks.
That's like saying she's not responsible. People should take responsibility for their lives. The only reason one has bad breaks is because one makes bad decisions. Have some more wine, Kay.
What has happened to John? He's acting weird. He's saying mean things about people. He looks the same, but it's like another person inside.
Come on, Kay. Don't be upset. Sorry I said that about Kathy. I didn't mean it.
She's acting like a crybaby. I need to get her more drunk before I take her upstairs.
I think I want to go home.
Home? You don't want to come up and see the view?
Cena, maybe we could talk again when you aren't so drunk, John. I just need to go home.
I can give you a ride. You don't have to take the 20 bus.
No, I'm fine, and you're too drunk to drive. Later, John.
And there she goes. Maybe I should have been more forceful with her. How can she treat someone like me this way? I'm a winner, and...
Hello, John.
Hi, Helena.
Who's your... friend? The woman who was eating with you.
I don't know if she's a friend anymore. A co-worker.
Is she a co-worker? Or is she on a lower run of the ladder than you?
Well, yeah. I got promoted to management, and she's still down on the third floor.
Then she's not a co-worker. She's a subordinate. And you must never think of her as anything more. Let's go up to my place and have a nightcap.
Once again, John finds himself in Helena's penthouse apartment. I knew we were soon to meet. I know everything that happens at the Dre because it is my realm.
I want you to meet a friend of mine. He lives here on the top floor as well.
A friend?
Yes. His name is Dar. He actually owns this building. He has the biggest, most expensive apartment in the place.
He must be a very wealthy man.
You need to drop your old friends. You can't let those losers pull you down. You are now with winners.
John follows Helena down the hallway to the door of another penthouse unit. This is the one that belongs to Mr. Thader, owner of the Dre. Helena knocks on the door.
He might be out on the patio. His suites are so big, he might not hear us knocking.
You have the keys?
I sometimes do work for him.
John was awestruck when he followed Helena into the spacious apartment.
Dar, are you here? This way.
He sits out on the balcony with a large black respirator over his face. He looks up when he sees them. He stands up and enters the apartment.
Hi, Helena. Excuse me.
He shuts the door to the patio and then removes the respirator from his face.
Enough of fresh air. Hi, Helena. Hi there.
Here's the one I was telling you about, Dar. His name is John. He lives down on the 19th floor.
It's nice to meet you, John. You're probably wondering about this breathing device. I don't trust the air outside. I don't like breathing it unless I have this contraption filter it. There are poisons in the air.
From Dar's place, one can see both rivers or Mount Hood.
Best view in the city, I'm telling you. But let me show you both my latest plans. Come this way and you will see.
They walk across to another room. A window looks east, across Inner East Side, Portland.
This is what I have planned. This window will project over the view what the neighborhood will become. I turn this lever and voila! Look at that. Oh, that's what the East Side will look like in the next decade.
That's beautiful. Dozens upon dozens of towers, just like this one, all across the area, one after another.
That's right. We'll be like a real city. And think of the rents we can get as we maximize profits for each plot of land. Of course, none of them will be quite as many floors as this one. By the time that happens, we'll build another 30 floors on the dray.
You're a genius, Star. John, what do you think?
I'm speechless. It's beautiful.
I look out at the army of towers stretching up to 12th Avenue and even further. And then I think what Kay would say.
There's no more sunshine. All these big buildings block out most of the sunlight. The streets are dark and on shadows most hours of the day. The people who work down here have to toll in the shadows.
You don't understand, Kay. There's plenty of sunlight up here for on the upper floors. Maybe if you worked hard or making enough money, you could afford an apartment up here.
That's right. Why should everyone have access to sunshine? Once a commodity is monetized, it can help strengthen the economy and create new opportunities for the entrepreneurial spirit upon which this country was founded.
New opportunities. It will open up new opportunities.
It's wonderful. I can't wait for the future.
We need more people like you, John, in this city. We have too many slackers and complainers and protesters and moochers and takers.
A week later, John and Helena are driving back from a fancy restaurant. They are at a stoplight.
John, that looks like that girl I saw you with at the restaurant a week ago.
No, I don't really know. It might be.
It is. I can tell from here on the bike.
Who cares about her? Maybe I'll sideswipe her when we go past her.
Why not? She's like most people. No better than animals. But we're winners, John. We are winners.
Ow! What the fuck? What the fuck's your problem, asshole?
You sit there and think about what you've done.
This radio drama is titled The Dark Tower. It was written by Rolf and performed by...
Demi.
San Martin.
Rolf.
Minji.
Larry.
Cat Meow.
Tom.
The preceding radio drama is a work of fiction, and any resemblance to real people or buildings is purely coincidental.
Yeah, all right.